The key to our victory as children of God is to realize the indwelling presence of the living God within us. Bear it in mind that we overcome this world by our faith. That supernatural faith that is imparted to us as the Father thunders in our hearts, bringing a remembrance of the indwelling Son of God. We live by faith and not by sight. By faith and not by sight. The world lives by sight. Men of this age live by sight. Their faculties are limited to this world that we live in. But it's not so for the Son of God. The Son of God sees beyond. The Son of God sees into infinity, into God's kingdom, into God's realm. And he walks in relation to that realm. So at times things might look clumsy on the outward, but the Son of God is not moved. He cannot be moved because he's not of this world. Praise God. The only way that the rocky, seas, the turbulent seas in our life can be calmed is recognizing the indwelling Christ. See, God has commanded the light to shine to bring forth the mystery of the indwelling Christ that is in you. If you truly know the mystery of the indwelling Christ, which in reality is your true self, that you are Son of the Most High God, you will have the victory in everything. The mistake we have made over the years is that we are expecting something to happen from without. We're expecting something to suddenly happen to come and change your situation. Suddenly Jesus will come. Suddenly God will come. Suddenly you're waiting for something to just happen to change you suddenly and to bring your situation suddenly under control. You're waiting for something from without. But it is not so. It cannot be so. See, there are many manipulators now in town, all over the world, people who manipulate. These are people we call deceivers. Deceivers. Some of them are nice, noble intentions, good intentions. They want to truly help, they want to truly serve God. But they do these things in ignorance. See, these people lay new burdens upon you, new weights. They tell you to do it this way, isn't it? Pray to God this way. Pay your tithes this way. Isn't it? Do this thing this way. Evangelize this way. And they always try to make you do something to kind of make you worthy of the name of God. They try to kind of make you earn the glory of God through works. And these deceivers will always tell you of something that is from without that is coming to save you. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. is the Antichrist? Who is the Antichrist? It's not a person. It's a mentality. It's the spiritual reasoning of this age that governs this age, that governs man. It's the spirit that does not confess that Christ has come in the flesh. Do you know Christ has come in you? Arise and shine, for your light has come. That Christ has come in you. Arise and shine. Your light has come. The revelation of you has come. Arise and shine. Awake from your slumber. You are the Son of God. Christ has already come in you. Any spirit that tries to come and manipulate you and trying to convince you to do something other than arise, other than know that you are the Son of God, is the spirit of the deceiver and the Antichrist. Jesus Christ called them, hypocrites. They go around encompassing land and sea, making converts, proselytes, evangelizing and making converts unto themselves, only to make these people twice sons of hell that they are, that they already are. They simply worsen the situation of men through their religious devices and through their beliefs. Religion will only make you feel that you lack, that you need to achieve something more. The religion will never tell you that Christ has come in the flesh. Don't you understand that this is the only way they can keep you in bondage? To keep their systems running? They have to make you feel that you need something. So they have to make you kind of be aligned to them to make their system survive. So they keep people in bondage. Because the moment you know that I am the Son of God, you know that you are free indeed, you are free from their terrors, from their lies. Praise God. Who is the Antichrist? Is that spirit that says that Christ has not come in the flesh? Is the spirit that denies the indwelling Christ in you? I am the Son of God. I am Christ. I am the anointed one of God. I am the one that has been from the beginning. I rule over all of God's creation. Praise God. Anything that robs you of this revelation, this knowledge, is the work of the deceiver. Are you listening? The work of the deceiver is to veil you so that you are not aware of the indwelling Christ in you. You are not aware of the light in that vessel. That is the work of Satan. When you begin to waver, you begin to fear, I'm a sinner, oh, I'm not doing well, oh God, I'm not making it, I'm not progressing in the things of God, I feel myself a sinner, that is the devil. Praise God. You must take the word of truth and cast down that devil that is speaking in your mind. Cast it down by the word of your testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. It is written in the book of Revelation that the sons of God overcame that dragon, that devil, that Satan, that lying serpent. They overcame him by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb. And they love not their life in this world. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb. You must get to understand the mind of God towards you. God, you are not a sinner. You are not unworthy before God. Before God, you are perfect. That is why you have the blood of Jesus. It's just an alibi. See, to stand in the way of the accuser, you are covered and you are justified forever in the blood of Jesus. You are perfect. You are not a sinner, you are not a liar, you are not unworthy, but you are what? The Son of the living God. Your confession. Praise God. When the devil comes to speak in your ears, cast that devil down. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the devil was what? Cast from heaven with his angels. Meaning that every influence of the lying devil in your mind is cast down forever. This is the only way you can have the victory and the peace you desire. Praise God. You overcome the world by your faith. Even Jesus, in the days of his flesh, had to say, "Get thee behind me, what? Satan." That is the only recorded, you see, those the few times they were recorded in the Bible just for recording purposes, but I can assure you that he had to say, "Get thee behind me, Satan," again and again throughout the days of his ministry. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by the devil, when Jesus had won that battle, the Bible says that the devil left him for what? For a season. He left him for what? A season, meaning that he will be back. The devil will what? Will be back. He will be back again to whisper in your ears. Look at you, you are not worthy. Oh, and you call yourself a child of God. A child of God, does he make that kind of a mistake? Look at yourself. Stop. Don't waste your time. Don't deceive yourself. How many years have you been listening to this message? Have you changed? That is the devil. Get thee behind me, what? Satan, thou knowest not the things of God, but the things that be of men. Hallelujah. Satan is unaware of the indwelling Son of God. And let me tell you something. Satan is not something, one kind of wicked. Satan, he tries to be nice. He wants to be good. He wants to reason out with you. The problem with Satan is that Satan is not aware of the things of God. If Satan was aware of the things of God, he wouldn't be Satan. Are you getting me? It is the carnal mind. It works through the carnal mind. It works through the mind of your family members. It works through the mind of your brethren in the churches. It works through the mind of the people in power, in society. They are unaware of the indwelling Son of God. Hallelujah. That is Satan. He's not aware of the invisible things of God. He's not aware of God's kingdom. He's not aware of the Son of God. We have to put him under the feet. Hallelujah. Wear those shoes burning, those fiery shoes, and put Satan under your feet. Dissolve the head of Satan. When Satan is under your feet, he cannot deceive you anymore. Then you can rule and reign as Son of God. Put him under your feet. Hallelujah. This is why you are hearing messages like this. God is giving you the revelation. He has come to give you understanding. Hallelujah. That understanding is what will cast down the devil. That influencing power of the Satan in your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 2 John chapter 1. 2 John chapter 1 verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. And this is the commandment, that which we have heard from the beginning, we should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and a what? An antichrist. Look to yourself, that we lose not those things that we have wrought, and we receive a full reward. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. And he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. Praise God. Hallelujah. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive it not into your house, neither bidding God speed. For he that abideth him, God speed is a partaker of his evil goods. Amen. Evil deeds. Amen. Let's stop there. So you can see John the Apostle, right from time, is speaking here about the Antichrist. Praise God. Now you don't have to look out for physical people to walk into your house. This is your house. You know that? This is your body. This is your house. Amen. Anything, any idea that comes to your house that does not confess that Christ has what come in this house. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That Christ, the Son of God, has come in this house. Any spirit that does not confess this is what? It's Antichrist. That is the spirit of what? The devil. And you have to close the door of your heart to that spirit. Lock it out. Praise God. If it comes in flesh form to another person, don't let that person influence you. Don't be shaking. There are so many, many voices all over the place now. Many, many videos, many, many documentaries, many, many ideas, religions here, ideas, new age, many things. Don't let anybody rob you of the knowledge of the Son of God in you. Listen to that voice, to that thing that you have heard from the beginning. And what is the beginning? I am the beginning, I am the end. That thing you have heard from infinity, from Christ. That thing you have heard in God from the beginning. Abide in that doctrine. Praise God. Abide in that doctrine. Abide in Christ. I am the beginning. Praise God. You are the Son of God that has been from the beginning. You are there with God in the beginning. Keep yourself in the beginning. Don't let men rob you of the knowledge of the Son of God in you. Don't let your conditions around you rob you of the revelation of the Son of God in you. I am the Son of God. Hallelujah. I am the Son of God. Hallelujah. We are the sons of God. And we are beholding him as he appears. You see, when people read these scriptures, like the one in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, when it says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and if it does not appear what it shall be, but we know that when it shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." When people read these scriptures, they get wrong ideas. See, the interpreters of these scriptures, those who put this thing in text, had good ideas, noble idea, but they didn't present this thing properly. There's no way they can present it properly because they do not have the Spirit of Christ. To understand what John was writing here, you have to have the Spirit of Christ. Because the impression you get when you read this kind of scripture is that something will be added to you, something will come to make you perfect when Jesus Christ appears in the sky. Or when he appears tomorrow upon Mount Olive in Jerusalem. We shall behold him. Is that what everybody is waiting for? That you shall behold him somewhere in the sky? Something external will appear. Look, I tell you, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Amen. That which will happen has already happened. And that is, he has commanded the light to shine in your heart. Hallelujah. Revealing the mystery of Christ in you. Hallelujah. That treasure in earthen vessels. The Son of God in you. That is the only thing to happen. We are the sons of God. And we are beholding Christ, the beginning. We are beholding him as he is. Because that is who we are. We are the sons of God. We are Christ. Christ is the Son of God. We are the sons of God. See, and we are being transformed daily in our minds. Because we are already him. But that mind that was veiled. But all those veils, all those particles, all those things that have obscured our vision, our understanding, is being destroyed right now as we behold the true image of Christ, which is our identity. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what Jesus Christ told Lazarus? Comfort Lazarus. Lazarus, comfort. That was the unveiling, isn't it? They removed the grave clothes. That was the unveiling. That's what's happening now. Praise God. So that you will know the Son of God that is already dwelling in you. See, so what we are crying, oh, I'm not making it, I'm not, it's a lie. Take the words of faith and run with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are victorious. You are perfect. You are a light creature. Hallelujah. We do not look unto the things that are seen, but the things that are what? Unseen. We do not walk by, you know, by sight, but by faith. Hallelujah. I do not look at the outer condition. I don't look at what my body tells me, but I look at the inner man of life. Hallelujah. I do not listen to what the doctors say to me. I don't listen to what the people say to me, but I listen to what God says concerning me. Hallelujah. And God says that you are what? You are my beloved son in whom I am what? Well pleased. That is the voice I will listen to. Not the voice of men. Not the voice of, you know, the voices that litter this atmosphere in this world that we live in. Praise God. Hallelujah. The deception. The deceiver. The devil. You must overcome him to have that peace that you desire. Many people have heard messages like this for years. You have been going from church to church, pastor to pastor. This year, this pastor is now your favorite pastor. Next year, another pastor is now your favorite pastor. Then you go to another one, you say that one didn't have this, but this one has this. When after you finish with that, you change. I've known some sisters who move from church to church. See, I know what I tell them when they change church. I tell them, when you're about to move to the next one, tell me. And funny enough, a lot of them come back, man. You know what you told me was true? I remember some years back, there was a big prophet in town. Very gifted, of course. You know, like I've always said, you should not be carried away with gifts. Because in reality, every gift comes from God. You know that? Who created the heavens and the earth? Do you think it's somebody, it's you and I in God that created the heavens and the earth? And I tell you, the gifts of God are without repentance. You have people around who are still veiled from the reality of Christ, but are still able to manifest the faith to display gifts. So I've met prophets who are highly gifted prophets. Highly gifted. See it? Some of them, even what I'm doing today, they told me all these things many years. They've already told me that they have, you know, have good word, have that, and they feel, you know, I met them along the line, but when you listen to them, they don't have the revelation of Christ. See, and when you follow those kind of people, you only end up in bondage, like they are in bondage too. You cannot have all the gifts in the world, you can have all the power in the world, but you cannot stand in that high place of God without the revelation of Christ. So this years ago, this big man of God, this prophet was in town, a young man, good words, good prophecies, every word he could tell you, your address, where you stayed, everything, you know. And he told me, Trevor, come, man, there's a new man of God in town. Move. I told, look, when I heard him speak one day, I told him, look, man, this is not a man of God. And I told his sister, look, when you finish with that church, when you're about to change the church, tell me. And it didn't take her one to 2 years. She was back to me on phone. Trevor, it's over. It's all false. It's all fake. And of course, she's gone to another church again. See, so you see, they go around in circles. For how long will you go around in circles? How long will you go around in circles? From church to church, pastor to pastor. From word to word, book to book, seeking something that will come and save you. From without, nothing will save you. That which will save you is already you in you. You just have to hear the voice of the Father. Hallelujah. You have to allow the power of God taking hold on you through the revelation of Christ. Hallelujah. This is what will steal the voice of the deceiver in you. Because it's deceit. Anything that does not reveal your perfection in you, your light personality in you, the glory that you truly are, the beauty that you truly are, is the devil. Are you hearing me? It is what the devil. It's not the Father. It is what the devil. I'm lukewarm. Oh, I'm not making it. Oh, I'm not good. I'm hopeless. I'm unworthy. You are worthy. You are Son of God. Hallelujah. You are perfect. That God is perfect. Hallelujah. Cast out that devil. Fling that serpent out of your tree. Hallelujah. Bind the mouth of the accuser. Bind that devil and cast him into the bottomless pit so that he has no more hold over you, and walk in the victory of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Once that deceiver is no more functioning in you, you begin to walk in the realm of the miraculous. Hallelujah. All things become possible. Hallelujah. It is the deceiver that weakens you. It takes away your joy. It robs you of your joy. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's the deceiver that is telling you that you have to pay tithe. You have to do this to be worthy of God. The only tithe you can pay is to submit yourself to God. Let me just tell you. Hallelujah. Are you listening? It doesn't mean that you will not help your brethren. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that you don't help your brethren. When you see a minister come to town, at times some of them don't have money. Some minister with good word. Some might not have money. Some might be needy. It does not mean that you out of a good heart, you don't want to minister to him. Are you listening? Praise God. See, but when you talk of a law saying that you must pay tithe, it's a lie. You must pay one tenth of your whatever, it's a lie. God is above your one tenth. If you want to give God something, you better give him everything that you have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't let men deceive you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to read something interesting. We have all heard about the millennium. 1,000 years of peace. 1,000 years of peace actually talks of the infinite. You see, when God uses 1,000 years, he's trying to speak about beyond time and space, talking about the infinite. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is the peace that surpasses all understanding, that the sons of God who rule in Christ, who rule and reign in Christ, obtain. Now, it is possible right now to have this victory. Are you listening? See, there's no such thing as people being caught up to fly away to the sky, and they will be eating spaghetti and hamburger somewhere in the sky for 1,000 years. All those are just fables of religion. Somebody is waiting for something to happen, then suddenly you enter into a period of 1,000 years, and the devil will no more touch you. All that is just fables of what? Of religion. Now is the time to reign in your millennium. Are you listening? Now is your time to reign in that 1,000 years. And how can you do that? Revelation chapter 20, I start from verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. Praise God. Having the key of the bottomless pit. And a great chain in his hand. And he lay hold on the dragon. That old word, serpent. And a great chain, see, having the key of the bottomless pit, sorry, I better start from that, I lost that. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him what? 1,000 years. Hallelujah. And cast him into a bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years are fulfilled. Are you listening? That deception. Remember the deception in the beginning? Remember the deception in the garden? Adam was what? Was deceived. When I say Adam, I mean Adam and Eve. They were what? Deceived. That is you. In your humanity, you are deceived. See it. From that moment, Adam started to hear a voice from without. And he began to hide from that voice. He began to cover himself with fig leaves. He began to hide from God. Something that that never existed before then. Because before then, Adam had his being in God. He was flowing in God like a river. And there was nothing like a God without. He was ruling and reigning in God, in Christ, in God. Adam represents the consciousness of Christ. It represents your true state. I'm talking of Adam in the glory, Adam in the Garden of Eden. That is the image of Christ. That is the life being. That is the glory of God. But he was deceived. Now, the deceiver, you see that serpent? You see what the Bible says? The Bible calls it that what? The serpent, that old serpent, is the same thing as the dragon, as Satan, as the devil. That is the thing that rules in this world today. Look at the suffering that you see in men today, the pain, the tribulation. Pastor, pray for me. People going up and down looking for spiritual help. This, all these things is because all men you see in this age are under the subjection of what? The wicked one, which is Satan. Praise God. It is the power, it is the deception of Satan that has reduced men into this low state you see today. Look around you. Poverty, pain, sorrow. All these things is the influence of the deceiver in men. It first of all starts off with a sense of worthiness, unworthiness before God. A sense of being a sinner. See, a sense of being contrary to the nature of God. That's where it all starts from. A sense of being separated from God. That is the deceiver. See, when Adam ate that fruit, he now became self-conscious. He now became a personality of his own, a human being, a carnal creature, flesh and blood, now became somebody, a person of his own. That is why he says, dust you are, dust you return. Adam became a terrestrial being. He became earthly. He now became a new self emerged. Sin consciousness emerged. Praise God. And Adam was cast out into the wilderness, a wilderness situation, which is the world. So this is the realm where those who do not know God inhabit, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. See, it where the thorns and thistles continue on and on, where you sweat day and night, where you can never prosper, things never work out. You're always a failure in every. You sense yourself to be a failure in everything. That is the work of the devil. That is the work of the deceiver. Adam was deceived. Because God says, who told you are naked? Isn't that the question of God? God said, what? Who told you are what? You are naked. Who told you are naked? Where did you hear this thing from? Who deceived you? That's what God is saying. Who what? Who deceived you? It's the wisdom of this age. That is the spirit that is working in the minds of men and all over today. Deceiving and continuously deceiving men into thinking that they are apart from God's glory. It hides men from the reality that they are the beloved of God. It hides men from the reality that They are God's sons. He hides men from the reality that Christ is in them, that they are Christ. Christ is the Son of God. Christ is the image of God. Christ is that image in which Adam ruled, reigned in when he was in the Garden of Eden. Adam was in the millennium. Adam was in that 1,000 years in the Garden of Eden, in peace, ruling and reigning. Joy, hallelujah, peace, faith unlimited. He was ruling and reigning there until he was deceived. Praise God. But Christ today has been revealed to destroy the works of the devil. The work of the devil is not something outside. The work of the devil is in you. The work of the devil is that thing that deceives you into saying that Christ has not come in you, that you are not the Son of God. That is the deceiver. That is the Antichrist, contrary to Christ. But now, the messenger of God has descended into you, hallelujah, to destroy the work of the devil, to bind Satan in your life, to bind that dragon, to bind Satan, to bind that serpent, and to cast in the bottomless pit so that he has no more hold over you forever and forever and forever. Amen. And when this thing happens, it has already happened, and you receive it right now by faith, praise God, I, Christ in me, I am the Son of God, I am perfect as Christ is perfect, hallelujah, I am in the nature of my Father God, hallelujah, I always do the things that please God, hallelujah, every situation that this world has placed me in, he's able to deliver me, according to the riches of his glory, hallelujah. I am perfect. I am the Son of God. Receive this free gift, this revelation by grace. You don't have to pay a dime for it. You just have to know it and confess it. So I'm not a terrestrial being. I'm not of the dust. I'm a son of light. I'm a light being. I'm from eternity. I'm the Son of the living God. Confess it. This is your victory. Confess it. Hallelujah. The devil say, oh, you sinned, you did something you call sin. I am covered with the blood of Jesus. Devil, you can't touch me. I am what? Covered with what? The blood of Jesus. I am perfect. God is not aware of anything called sin in me. I am light. Hallelujah. Bind the devil by the words of your confession. Bind the devil in your heart, in your mind, by the word of your confession. I am perfect. Christ has come in the flesh. I am Christ. I am the Son of God. Bind the deceiver. The Father loves me. I always do the things that please my Father. By the deceiver. And praise God. Hallelujah. It's your faith. Your faith. Your understanding. That will what? Give you the victory. Don't go around in circles. Don't go around in the wilderness situation forever. Oh, this is not happening. Oh, this is not happening. Don't go around. Don't allow it to happen to you. Don't wander in the wilderness all your life. Mix these things with faith. What you have heard, mix with the faith and enter in by faith. Paul said that many people, many of the Israelites died in the wilderness because they were not able to mix with faith the things they had seen and their head. See, you are hearing things from heaven today. Mix it with faith and by faith walk in the reality. Walk in it, hallelujah. Even when you stumble, the Father is there to pick you up and say, son, wake up, let's go, hallelujah. The Father will never leave you or forsake you. He will bring you to that expected end. That thing that he has, what he called, proposed in you from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. So when Satan is bound and cast into the bottomless pit, what happens? Let's quickly go down to Book of Revelation, chapter 20. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 what? Years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were what? Were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has the part in the first resurrection, and on such the second death has no power. They shall be priests of God and Christ, and shall reign with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Aren't you priests with God and of Christ? Aren't you kings and priests of God? You are already that. The millennium has come. Once you recognize truth, once you recognize truth and confess truth, speak truth, walk in truth, recognize the indwelling Christ in you, recognize your true immaterial nature. You know you are not flesh and blood. You know you are not male and female. You are not anything that is material. You are a pure spiritual being. Praise God. See, anything that tries to tell you that you are a human being or whatever is the deception of the devil. You must unite yourself with the higher self, which is Christ, which is the one that fills all in all. God fills all in all. You must unite yourself back with God. As long as you hold on to your life, independent life as a man upon the earth, you cannot enter into God's kingdom. Or you cannot actually unite yourself with that higher self, which is God. Praise God. To rule and to reign that 1,000 years of peace. Blessed are those who have their part in the first resurrection. What does it mean to resurrect? Awake, isn't it? When you resurrect, you are awake. If you are dead, you are deep asleep in mortality, you are awake. You are asleep, you are dead, when you don't know that you are the Son of God. You know that? You are asleep and you are dead, when you don't know that I am the Father of God. You are asleep. When you think that you are a sinner and worthy of God, you are what? You are asleep. When you think that God has left you, or God doesn't love you, or God is after you, you are what? You are asleep. Because nobody is after you. In fact, the eternal mind of the Spirit is that God desires to give you the kingdom. He wants you back. Christ in God, God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Not minding their trespasses. Not interested in their sins. He's not bothered about whatever you do or what you did or whatever. He's not concerned. He's higher than that. He does not see those things. What he wants is his sons of God to return back to their first place in glory. Praise God. So you can see here that once we can allow this deceiver, through our confession, and through our understanding, overcome the liar, the deceiver, the one that denies the indwelling Christ in us, we discover ourselves ruling and reigning in Christ. This is now. You can start to rule and reign now. Praise God, and it can only get better and higher and more beautiful and more glorious. Praise God. Hallelujah. No more the imprints of the beast. No more the imprints of the natural man of the dust. But rather now you begin to know yourself. After that true image that you are. Your invisible self. Your incorruptible light body. You begin to know yourself. When you begin to know yourself, you begin to overcome the petty lusts and the corruption that this world represents. The wickedness. The strife. Strive for vain glory. The murders. All the things that we see in this world. You begin to arise above that realm. Because that realm is for the lower consciousness. Those who walk in the flesh. And those who walk in the flesh cannot please God. You know that? Walking in flesh is synonymous with walking in the nature of the beast, the mark of the beast. Your humanity is the beast. Your nature as a human being is the beast. And that beast is worthy of only one thing, to be killed. The beast cannot see life. The beast cannot know God. Nothing unclean, nothing impure can enter into God's kingdom. That is the beast. So we must awake to the mystery of Christ in us by the revelation that we have. Christ has come in us. See, Christ in the flesh. Any spirit that does not say that Christ is come in me is the liar, is the spirit of the Antichrist. See, this is the spirit that is working in all spheres of humanity, in religion also. It's particularly dangerous in religion. Because religion is a very powerful force that is used to hold people in bondage. I live in Italy today. I'm a migrant. I live in Italy and I see things in Italy. Some people have to go to church every morning to confess their sin, kneel down before an altar. And many of these people, if they dare miss that kind of thing, they feel probably they've not done the right thing. And I tell you, many people are living in a sense of alienation from the life of God. Many, many. Many people have been deceived. And when I preach this message here, in this kind of land, they are very surprised. Something that they've not heard before. That Son of God, that they are the sons of God, that God is their father. It sounds like a dream, you know. I know Italians are very humorous. Most of them will laugh you away. And they all laugh. You know. And they invite you over for a vino or spaghetti or whatever. Amen. So let us enter into victory now and reign and rule in life. Don't wait for anything to happen. It has already happened. That thing which was hidden from the foundation of the world has already been revealed to you. What has been hidden from the foundation of the world? That I am the Christ. I am the glory of God. I am the image of God. I am the Father and one. This thing was hidden from every man. See it. When he descended into this realm. Now with this revelation, let us enter back to rule and reign in life. God bless you.
Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory. Glory to God on and chariot cast in the sea. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord my God, the God of my Father I extol. Cast down the whole.